Welcome to today's deep dive. You know, when we picture politicians setting their own salaries, I mean, the image is usually like backroom deals, right? Blank checks.
Yeah, absolutely. Usually a lot of closed doors.
But what if a government used a brutal, unbending math formula to decide what its leaders took home? That's our mission for you today. We're looking at a 2004 South African government notice that essentially turned political pay into a rigid algebra equation.
It is a really fascinating piece of bureaucracy, honestly. You look at this document, and the traditional, I guess, murky process of political compensation is just completely stripped away.
Right. No negotiations.
Exactly. It's replaced by this landscape of extreme, almost restrictive accounting.
So to understand how they did this, you really have to look at how they scored the cities themselves. The document grades every municipality on a scale from 1 to 6 using a strict 100-point system. And they didn't just guess here.
No, not at all. It was highly methodical.
They used two very specific metrics to generate that score.
Right. So first you have property rates income. A city basically earns points based on the revenue it generates. And that caps out at 50 points if the income exceeds 350 million rand.
Wow. Okay.
And then the second metric is the number of registered voters. That follows the exact same structure. So up to 50 points for having over 450,000 voters.
It's almost like, well, it's like establishing weight classes in wrestling or, you know, leveling up in a role-playing video game.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you don't put a lightweight in the heavyweight ring. Here, your city's stats, like its wealth and population, they literally dictate its tier.
Which solves a massive structural problem.
Right. Right.
Because this point system prevents the leaders of tiny rural towns from just arbitrarily awarding themselves megacity salaries.
Right. Like you can't just write yourself a huge paycheck.
Exactly. By tying compensation directly to the scale of civic responsibility, the government created this quantifiable measure of the job's actual scope. You simply cannot claim a grade 6 salary if you're only managing, say, a grade 1 population.
Makes total sense. And looking at the payout for that top tier, so a grade 6 executive mayor, the base salary is capped at exactly 339,449 rand for the year.
Yeah, which for 2004, South Africa was a very comfortable upper middle class income.
Right. But it certainly wasn't, you know, buy a private jet money.
Definitely not.
My first thought, though, is, fine, you cap the base salary, but won't politicians just expense a bunch of lavish allowances to make up the difference, like a web of hidden perks?
Well, that is usually the workaround, right? But this document actually anticipates that. The perks are just as meticulously restricted.
Really? How so?
So a grade 6, full-time executive mayor, for instance, they could get up to 2,000 rand a month, specifically for cell phones. But a part-time counselor, their cap dropped all the way down to 625 rand.
That is so specific. And there are even these incredibly micro allowances. Like I see a line item here for exactly 246 rand per month for the, quote, use of personal facilities.
Yeah, that's right.
Like if a counselor doesn't have access to council-owned ones, but why micromanage it down to exactly 246 rand for a bathroom or a home office space?
Because in a developing bureaucracy, any vague wording like saying reasonable facility allowance, that's just the loophole waiting to be exploited.
Ah, I see.
They had to be exact to enforce absolute accountability. Every single benefit is mathematically restrained to leave literally zero room for creative accounting. I mean, the council's pension contributions are strictly capped at 15% of the salary.
Wow.
And medical aid contributions are capped at 2/3 of the membership fee, up to exactly 1,014 rand per month.
It's the absolute definition of bureaucratic standardization. No wiggle room at all.
Which is why this 2004 Gazette is so compelling for us to look at. It reveals the invisible mathematical scaffolding that keeps local governments functioning.
Right. It basically just removes the human element of greed from the entire equation.
It really does try to, yes.
But, you know, looking at it now, it does make you wonder about today's world. If 2004 South Africa used physical property and local voters to grade a city, how do you even grade a city today?
That's a great question. Because when a city's wealth isn't just tied to physical property or physical residence anymore, the entire math equation changes.
Exactly. Think about it. When half your tax base might be working remotely from another jurisdiction entirely, how does a government measure the true complexity and value of managing a modern, highly digitized municipality?
It's a totally different landscape now with borders blurring like that.
Right. Maybe it's time to update the weight classes. Just something to consider next time you hear a local politician talking about their pay scale. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.